Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer was shot and killed early Tuesday morning on the city's south side by a robbery suspect they were trying to arrest. The unidentified officer was a 37-year-old with 4 years of service. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeff Norman.
One of our finest. Put on that uniform. Put on that badge. Went into work last night and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Police located the suspect and a foot chase ensued, followed by gunfire. The 19-year-old suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. It's unclear if the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot or in the firefight. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Middle East on Monday was followed by a 7.5 a couple of hours later, causing massive destruction across Turkey and parts of Syria and destroying thousands of homes. The death toll rose to 4,850 as rescue workers continue to pull survivors from the rubble. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called on President Biden to agree to compromises and spending cuts as the two remain embattled over raising the nation's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
The Ohio train derailment last Friday continued to be a threat Monday. The operator Norfolk Southern has declared the controlled release of vinyl chloride into the air in East Palestine a success. Had this release not been done, Norfolk Southern officials say the tanker could have eventually exploded. Disney Entertainment removed an episode of The Simpsons cartoon from its streaming platform in Hong Kong that mentions forced labor camps in China, in a reference to the Uyghur struggles, and viewed as unacceptable to Beijing. This is USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A man wearing mouse ears has been arrested after the suspected intruder breached the home of Air Force One, one of the nation's most sensitive military bases, Joint Base Andrews. Officials at the base say the event happened at 11:30 a.m. Monday. A man was allowed to drive in from a gate, then gained access to the JBA housing area. A resident discharged his firearm. Security forces arrived on the scene to apprehend the intruder. The Air Force said late Monday it did not have anything to add. Joe Biden in 2024? Most Democrats say no.
As President Biden prepares to deliver his State of the Union address, a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows that a majority of Democrats feel one term is enough for Biden, with only 37% saying they want him to run for re-election. That's down from 52% in the weeks before last fall's midterm elections. The poll suggests that not many adults give Biden high marks on any of his legislative victories. Many also believe the 80-year-old's age is a liability, with people focused on his coughing, his gait, and his gaffes. They say a high-stress job like president may be better suited for someone younger. I'm John Schaefer.
Just when you thought scientists knew it all about our solar system, guess again. Astronomers recently discovered 12 new moons around Jupiter, putting the total count at a record-breaking 92. That's more than any other planet in our solar system. Saturn has 83 confirmed moons. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, how you doing? Happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here. Lot going on in not only our culture, of course, State of the Union coming up tonight. We'll see what happens. As I mentioned, there's things you can count on, you know, and it's just some fun stuff, too. See, you know, how many Supreme Court justices fall asleep. Of course, you know that Democrats will stand more than the Republicans will. There could be a you know, an involuntary response to some of the statements that, you know, Joe Biden will make, reminiscent of what Joe Wilson, remember how he was castigated because when President Barack Obama at the time was clearly lying to the American people and saying that there was no way that Obamacare was going to be taxed, be a tax. That it was going to be tax-free, and everybody knew in the building that there was no way. I mean, and even when, you know, the team for Obamacare and the president went to the Supreme Court, then Justice Roberts chimed in and says, no, it's, you know, I mean, all of a sudden he went on the other side. Desk, the dais there, and said, no, no, this is going to be the only way that this could have any kind of standing is that it would be a tax. And so they finally had to acquiesce, which is interesting because, you know, how often have you ever seen a judge take over and help the case, you know, the defendant and say, no, 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 this is what you mean in order, you know, for it to, you know, to be substantiated. And, of course, you know, it's interesting times that we live in, to say the least. But this is what happens when you start, you know, perverting the truth and, you know, the veracity of our Constitution. It, you know, becomes very fluid and suddenly it's unhinged and it's like that hot air balloon with a hole in it flying all over the place. And this is where we are right now with our Constitution. And we've got to, if we're, in order to get this country back on track, when you've got such an outstanding majority of people agreeing that we're on the wrong track, well, you know, it's like I've said, we've got to get back to first principles. And we've lost our way. And any chief executive officer, any leader that's worth their salt would do this. And that is, they would say, okay, let's pause for just a moment and think about, When did we get off track? When were we on track? Okay, and what happened? What decisions did we make to get us in the situation that we're in right now? See, but this is not happening in this country, because unfortunately the mainstream media, you know, we give them a lot of responsibility, and rightfully so, because this is what democracy truly is built upon, and it's one of the guardians of democracy, is that you have a free press that is able to, you know, call out the errors of our government. But they can't, because they've gotten outside of the bubble, and they become participants in the narrative, participants in the government, and now they have basically sold their souls and become propagandists. They're no longer reporting. They're no longer holding officials accountable. And it's a tough thing to do. There's no doubt about it. I don't care what position you're in, even in the position that I'm in. You know, people say, well, Bill, you're biased. Well, yeah, I am biased. And I will tell you, you know, because if you read anything about this show, you know, the basis of the show is that we approach the news and anything that we report on from a biblical worldview. That is the filter. Now, am I 100% right on the money on it? I don't think so. I don't believe that I am. I try to be 100% holding to a biblical worldview. But this is why we have guests on, so that we can be held accountable, that we can have this conversation. Because how many places can you go to where you can hear this, you know, this kind of conversation and this kind of in-depth reporting on these issues, whether we're talking about, you know, balloons floating over air, whether we're talking about Ukraine, our southern border, you know, about abortion, where else can you go? There's not many places. And I'm grateful to GCN and CRN and Red State, you know, that carries our show, that they allow us to be independent. Because I got to tell you, there are other companies, other organizations, boy, they'd have clipped me off the air a long time ago. We wouldn't be able to have these conversations in hopes of enlightening you so that you're all the smarter. Because the things that I'm barely, you know, become convinced about is the importance of our First Amendment for free speech. Because this is what makes for an intellectual society. I don't want to be part of a dumb society, do you? But this is what the forces, the political forces that abound today, want to dumb down everybody and to make us reliant on, what, 500 elected officials, like they know everything? They've had it so right all these times in the recent era. Are you kidding me? I mean, we're going to subordinate the collective intelligence of over 300 million people to 500 sore people, or Dr. Fauci and his ilk, because they got COVID so right. I don't know. I mean, Dr. Fauci reminds me of Joe Biden in so many ways. You know, they're given, they've got a, you know, reputation that has been presented to us, and we're led to, you know, to be convinced that they're all knowing and they got their act together. But I don't see a track record where you could say, whether we're talking about AIDS or other things that Dr. Fauci has handled, to say, wow, he did a great job here in AIDS, you know, 30 years ago, and other, you know, diseases that came in. Wow, he was right up front and center, and he was perfect, everything else. And meanwhile, you know, here comes COVID, and next thing you know, we're covering our faces with masks that he tells us we don't need. Oh, we need them. No, we need two or three. Then we don't need them again. I mean, it's a hot mess, as they say. I mean, who do you believe? Who can you count on? I mean, you know, we've paid him a lot of money. We paid more than the president of the United States to know this stuff. And he's lousy. I mean, he's losing. You know, I don't see any wins here. Do you? Am I missing something? Am I being too, you know, too cynical about this? But look what's happened to our country. And above all, the freedoms, the liberties that we surrendered. And, you know, here we've got a threat that you can no longer say is so much existential. I mean, they're flying balloons overhead, and they've made it real clear. They want to overtake the United States of America. And guess what? We have elected officials that are saying, yeah, come on in, take over. You know, you can have police stations in our country. You can fly balloons over it. You can, you know, have whatever intelligence you want. Oh, and whatever you can't find, talk to my son, you know, Hunter Biden. He's got stuff. He's got a laptop. He can send you a laptop or whatever, you know. Maybe he'll have a lifelong subscription to TikTok. All this information that we've been pouring in to our enemy that wants to take over. I mean, this is ludicrous. This is how insane it has become, and that is part of the woof and warf of the American narrative today, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, you've got to take this seriously. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Our number one job of our president and our military is to protect us, right? And this is why we spend so much money, invest so much money into our military, is to protect the national interest. And, you know, we need to understand that basically America's interests have been sold out. They have been put out in the marketplace and have enriched some political families at our expense. and they are continuing to get away with this. And I don't know how you deny what has been happening to our country and how our military has been pretty much neutered in the process. I mean, they are concerned with so many things that has nothing to do with our national security. I don't care about a pronoun. I'm sorry, with all due respect. The military is there to protect us and defend the American way of life. But, you know, General Milley, I mean, the whole military infrastructure is so compromised. I mean, it is so infected and compromised that they can't even respond to a balloon here that is casually going across. I mean, this is a huge thing. This is three buses. You know, imagine three buses together floating overhead doing God knows what. You know, were they depositing something, just collecting stuff, basically just, you know, letting our allies know that they've been negotiating with that America's not going to be there for you. Taiwan, you think America's going to be there? Look, we're floating a balloon overhead. Look at how prepared they are. They don't know what they're doing. And of course, we were greatly, you know, exposed, you know, after 9/11, you know, when we started doing a deep dive of what the heck happened, unlike what happened on January the 6th, you know, the military was criticized for having so few fighters on alert, as you'll recall, right? Like, how could this country get attacked? Modern America, with all its, in its weaponry and advanced technology, you know, we've got some citizens, I mean, citizens, you know, some people coming in and attacking us that we even knew about. You know, what happened to our infrastructure, our FBI, to know in advance? And then on top of that, you know, they go ahead and they send up planes, fighter jets, to deal with these planes. And the fighter jets that were scrambled to protect D.C., they went up in the air unarmed. Like, what were they, you know, wait a minute. You know, you've got planes that are hijacked. You send fighter jets, you scramble them to protect D.C., and they don't have any munitions on the planes. I mean, this is like, this is nuts. This is our military. This is what's become of it. And this is, you know, after 9/11, we're finding this out. And now, you know, what we find out is that, you know, they're being trained on all these other things except for what they're supposed to be trained on. And this is why you have ships running into each other. Because one admiral said, well, the problem is that we don't have enough time to train people. You don't have enough time to train people so that ships don't run into one another? I mean, how do you even make that statement? See, this is how insane this is and where this country is at this point. I mean, this is, I got to imagine the communist Chinese and Russia just laughing at the level of incompetence. I mean, here it is. I mean, let's look at it. We've got somebody who is president who flat out just should not be. I mean, he's incompetent on many levels. We're asking him to be responsible, to be the chief executive officer of this incredible country and all our assets, and he's ill-equipped. He is really, he is the epitome of the Peter Principle idea. He continues to be promoted when he's least deserving. And I know your head will explode trying to figure out how in the heck Joe Biden was elected president, and he got, I mean, what, are the American people really, I mean, overall, are we really this stupid that we would elect somebody like Joe Biden as president of the United States? I'm sorry, I can't get there. I just feel like, I feel like we've been had. I mean, this is like a bad movie where you figure out a way to game the system and get somebody who has no right whatsoever to be president of the United States and to leave the country, 330 million people, absolutely vulnerable because we have somebody like Joe Biden at the helm. I mean, I'm sorry to be so harsh about this. And look what's happening. I mean, forget about the approval ratings at 16%. I mean, it's all over the place in terms of how many people approve. I mean, just from the get-go. Here we are, energy independent. Just that very act alone. We're energy independent. And he puts a signature on it. All of a sudden, he blows up this idea of energy independence and how effective it was. And he put us into a tailspin. He took us down the road to inflation and recession that, you know, probably years later, you know, the pundits would go, oh, yeah, we knew. We've been in recession for a long time. We just didn't want to say anything because we needed to protect, you know, the president of the United States and our interests. Just like they protected, you know, Barack Obama, because this is what they do. And meanwhile, it's we, the people, who suffer. I mean, and you go, wait a minute. Why can't we reverse course? Why can't we just be energy independent again? Well, boy, I'll tell you, this is going to take a major house cleaning and a severe change in management for us to get a handle on our economy and, again, be energy independent. Because at the very core of all this is energy. Do you not see that? You compromise the energy sector and everything implodes on itself. It's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous to think that everybody going electric is the answer. We don't even have the resources for everybody. We can barely, maybe, if you really stretch it, you might be able to supply 10%. 10% of the needs of people driving cars. Can't do it all. And then Joe Biden, oh, we're going to be able to do it by 2035 or 2030, whatever number he figured to come up with. It's like, wait, this is ludicrous. I mean, are you insane? And you're the president of the United States? I mean, you don't even have an idea. You just sit there and go, okay, we're just going to, you know, pie in the sky and make this kind of estimation. Let me tell you what the world operates on, especially in business, in corporate America, is what you project, you better deliver. You know, you can't be, you know, oh, it's close enough for government work, you know, kind of idea. But this is what Joe Biden grew up under. I mean, 50 plus years of, hey, it's good enough for government work. You know, mediocrity, it's good enough. No. See, and you get Donald Trump who comes in, who no longer buys into that arcane, you know, retarded process of, oh, it's good enough for government work. He's holding people accountable. But now everybody gets offended because he tweets. He's got mean tweets. Well, you know, you'd love to have those mean tweets back now, right? Have your, you know, your shelves filled up and low gas prices and, you know, China being held at bay and under control, and we're getting something like $400 billion worth of, you know, worth of money, you know, in order to balance out the trade imbalance that China had taken advantage of. And Joe Biden got rid of that. You know, okay. So I'm sure he got his beak wet on that, where everybody said, okay, you know, you just wiped out $400 billion worth of tariffs. So, you know, we'll take care of Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden family been big, big good to Chinese. And we've been big, big good to Joe Biden and his family. You know, look, at some point, you got to pull the curtain back on all this and see the truth of the matter and see what's going on. This has been going on for a long time. Whether you're talking about the Pelosi's, you're talking about Biden. I mean, our government is so rankly corrupt. The Clinton family, I mean, on and on. How do these people come in and on $70,000 a year end up being gazillionaires? Insider trading, taking full advantage of everything that they can possibly do because somehow they're deserving of it at the people's expense. And we're the idiots. I mean, we continue to reelect and put them in office. How messed up is that? You know, I wonder, you know, even after cleaning up, how long it'll take before they're back. You know, just kind of like, you know, Jonathan Cahn has reported in his book, Return of the Gods. Get them all cleared up and, oh, let's bring them back.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Middle East on Monday was followed by a 7.5 a couple of hours later, causing massive damage and destruction across Turkey and parts of Syria and destroying thousands of homes. The death toll rose to 4,850 overnight as rescuers continued to pull out survivors from the rubble. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called on President Biden to agree to compromises and spending cuts as the two remain in battle over raising the nation's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, enjoying a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, we're in the midst of a triple demic of COVID-19, flu, and RSV. Hospitalizations are up 28%, and test positivity is up 40% for people who contract COVID. Antiviral medication like Paxlovid can lower the risk of death by 48%, hospitalization by 30%, and long COVID by 26%, but only 11% have been able to access it recently. I know these are lots of numbers, and here to break it down for us is the co-CEO of Intrivo Diagnostics, Ron Gutman. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, you know, there's been so much misinformation when it comes to COVID, and I appreciate you breaking this down very simplistic for us. What is it that we need to know right now?
You know, the experts are pulling the current COVID-19 variant yet because it is the master of evading immunity. It currently makes up a third of cases around the country and over 70% of cases in the Northeast. You know, experts predict that this variant will unfortunately cause another surge of infection that could fill hospital beds and strain our healthcare system, which is already under a lot of pressure because of the shortage of healthcare employees. So we need a test to treat solution, and we need it to be.
Well, Ron, how can the COVID rapid test plus free treatment can get you better faster?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned before, only 11% of people that that he did actually do, to Paxlovid, actually had it recently. And I think that, you know, what we created with the Ongo COVID-19 test to treat solution is an easy way for you, whether you or someone in your family is feeling ill or was potentially exposed to COVID-19. You know, what we basically have for you is an easy way via the test-to-treat solution, the Ongo test-to-treat solution, and the Ongo mobile app, to go all the way from understanding what you have to get the treatment delivered to you. It's the only free, rapid, at-home solution that delivers free Paxlovid antiviral medication to eligible COVID-positive people right to their home within hours.
Well, and the thing it really takes out of, you know, the doubt of what you're dealing with, right? I mean, to first of all, you know, deal with the problem. You got to know what's going on, and this is a quick way to know your COVID status, right?
And it's not only knowing COVID status, but actually take care of it, right? So you only need to log in on the app, or purchase a test on Amazon or where you have it, and then on the box itself, there's a QR code. When you scan it, the app will walk you through a delightful experience that is award-winning to step-by-step understanding first whether you have COVID, and if you do have COVID, we'll immediately put in touch with a healthcare professional who will assess the situation, and when you're eligible, we'll actually prescribe to you the antiviral Paxlovid medication that will then be available immediately at the pharmacy of your choice that's close by to you, or even we'll send it free of charge to your home. And if you have health insurance, actually the test itself is reimbursable as well. So you have a solution that is fast, it's convenient, it's available where you are, and it's free of charge.
We're talking with Ron Gutman. Boy, this is an answer to a lot of prayers, Ron. I got to tell you, what you're offering here, this is, you know, not only do you get, you know, free rapid at-home solution that delivers free Paxlovid antiviral medication to eligible COVID-positive people's home within hours, this is a breakthrough.
Thank you, Bill. I really, really appreciate that. You know, it's labor of love. We worked for years with an amazing team to put this solution together, and we already helped many, many more of us where it's been get the pandemic solution. We want to keep them out of the hospital. We want to keep them safe, and we want to make them ready for a happy summer after this winter is done. So I hope people use the Ongo test-to-treat solution and have a nice, healthy, safe winter.
Exactly. And again, how can they access the app?
No, once you go get a new pair.
Absolutely. They can either download the Ongo app on Android or iOS, or they can actually go to letsongo.com and order their test, and it's going to show up very quickly. And, you know, people stay healthy, happy, and safe this winter. Sorry.
Well, Ron Gutman has been our guest, the co-CEO of Intrievo Diagnostics. Ron, thank you so much for the information, and I know we're going to have a lot of listeners taking advantage of this incredible opportunity to, you know, overcome, as you say, this season of a triple-demic that we're dealing with. So thanks again. Remind everybody as we close the website that they can go to.
Letsongo.com, or you can actually order Ongo on Amazon.com, or you can download the Ongo app. Thank you so much, Bill. Have a healthy, happy day.
You too, Ron. Thank you very much. Ron Gutman right here.
Well, as you can tell, he was at a trade show. It was very loud. I apologize for it was hard on, you know, to hear. But, you know, check it out. Go to the website and get all the information you need to know. This is, you know, speaking of COVID, you know, we're looking at something that we had projected early on. I say projected and reported on it. And that is in latest blow to school closures being reported by Fox News. Study finds kids over 100 times less likely to die from COVID than adults. Students are set to deal with learning loss due to pandemic school closures for years to come. The ramifications here are incredible. And we talk about it in terms of schools and, you know, the loss of learning, and they're translating this into dollars. They're saying as much as $70,000 in terms of a lifetime of earnings. Of course, this is all estimated things, and you don't know until you know. But overall, $28 trillion in the U.S. this century as a result of the impact of COVID and how this was mishandled. See, this is what we talk about in terms of liberty and what freedom. It's what happens when you compromise liberty and freedom. That's why we have been, I say we, America, has been that shining light on a hill, because we maximize the human potential. People are happier here in America because they can exercise their giftings and talents. They can be productive. And that's when we're happiest, is when we're being productive. But unfortunately, we have a government right now that wants to be outside of its lane and be more significant than it really needs to be. It's impossible for them to do what they want to do. This is the big lie of socialism. And Hakeem Jeffries made it real clear the other day in a statement that he made. The guy's a socialist. I mean, they're many of the Democrats, that's what they are. They really believe the government is the answer. Okay? And we, the people, must understand when they say that, what that leads to. I mean, history has been quite clear. When you look in the rearview mirror and you see what's happened with other socialist countries. Of course, the argument is we just needed more money or we needed more time and we would prove it out. Well, they've had hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, to prove out this theory. It never works. It's unsustainable. And this was the brilliance of our founding fathers, because where does wisdom come from? Wisdom comes from God. And they took from God the principles that God had clearly pointed out to us in Judeo-Christian writings in the Bible, and said, okay, we're going to use this for this new America. And this became the infrastructure of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And look what it did. I mean, the most prosperous nation in the history of planet Earth. And but you have socialists, you have these antithetical powers that just cannot handle the freedom of the people. They want to have control. They want to control your goods. They want to control your very being, and then lie to you and tell you, oh no, it's going to be equal. It's going to be fair for everybody. We're going to flatten it out. In other words, they're going to mediocritize everybody. Just what you want to do is live in a country of mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. We've got more coming up. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show, a $200 gift an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Catherine Warnick is joining us now. She is the Vice President of Original Content with the global phenomenon TV series, The Chosen. Catherine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Wonderful to be here.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. Anything about The Chosen. I love the series. I love what you're doing. So explain to our audience the head of original content. What does that mean?
It means a lot of spinning plates, a lot of hats, and an amazing team. I oversee all original content. That's all supplementary content, from documentary series to Unfiltered Gen Z Reacts to The Chosen. I work in conjunction with production for The Chosen, helping to manage cast, unit publicity. You name it, we do a lot of things on the original content team.
That's a lot of cats to wrangle. I mean, it's tough enough dealing with Dallas and some of the other characters, but what, you know, I tell you, it's just got to be a blessing for you because clearly The Chosen is loaded with talent.
It's extraordinarily true. Not only the cast, but behind the scenes, it's an extraordinary team. And it's a really special culture, Bill, and that comes from the top down. Dallas is very playful, very fun, and very uniformed and unifying as a team. And so that's really special and very rare, as I'm sure you know, Bill.
Exactly. So how did you get involved with The Chosen?
I was previously head of faith and family content at MGM Studios under Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. And The Shepherd, which is the pilot episode of The Chosen, came across my desk. And I ended up watching the entire thing, which is unheard of in the industry. You watch maybe 5-10 seconds max, and then you're like, okay, I know what I have, and unfortunately you X out. I ended up watching the entire thing. I was properly crying by the end of it, Bill. And I immediately emailed Mark and Roma, and I said, you have to acquire this. This is going to become a global phenomenon. And you remember Mark Burnett, Roma Downey, they did the Bible.
Oh, sure.
God, AD, you know, they know what they're doing. And they're wonderful, wonderful people. They immediately tried to acquire it, but Dallas was already in partnership, distribution partnership with VidAngel, which has become Angel Studios. And so from there, I was then reintroduced to The Chosen several years later when it was on its way to becoming a global phenomenon. And I've been fortunate enough to be part of the team now.
Mm-hmm. What was it that you saw in that initial movie that you just that really captured you, that said, whoa, and that you could, I mean, the breadth of your experience, Catherine, I mean, you have been through it, you've experienced it all, but you know, it's like for me, being in the radio business back in the days, I could tell when a record was going to be a hit. There was just something special. So what did you see in this that you said, this is going to go global?
I felt like, Bill, God let me in on a little secret. And I saw a humanity in the way Dallas created the shepherd and the way he allowed the authenticity. And just it felt so real. It felt like I was almost teleported back in time to the reality of what's in between the lines of scripture. And I think that is what makes The Chosen so extraordinary. It's not just a retelling of the stories we already know. It's a very intelligent, plausible, diving into creatively what is the backstory of all the stories we know and love so well. So I think that's the secret sauce, Bill.
Yeah, I would agree. When I talk to people about The Chosen, they love that this is a special narrative. Certainly there's some people that, it's not exactly what the Bible says. Well, it's not about that. It's, you know, opening up your imagination to, because I've always been one, you know, I read the Bible, but I'm looking in between. What is God not saying? What is God saying in between the lines that we're reading, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly why I think people are falling in love with it. They're seeing the hardships of these heroes of the faith that we read about in scripture. They're seeing, oh, they had a real life. They had potentially, you know, these real hardships. Potentially one of them had a disability. Potentially one of them was on the spectrum of autism. It's extraordinary when you allow God to kind of expand your lens, so to speak. What can happen through media?
Well, it definitely expands the relatability of these characters, right? As you say, Matthew with autism. I mean, how many other people out there in the audience are dealing with autism and say, oh, wow, that makes sense. That's me. I kind of identified with him. And so now I know why, right?
Exactly. And we hear those types of stories all the time. Now with Eden having miscarried in season 3, we're seeing people go, oh my goodness, you told my story. You brought me hope for the first time in a long time. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Or Matthew, his character, you know, Paris, who plays Matthew, he continually is stopped on the street and just said, thank you so much. You made my child feel known and seen. You helped me overcome shame or feeling like an outcast. Like, you helped me see that I can belong. And now Jordan, who plays little James, is getting the same thing on a wide scale of just people throughout the world that haven't seen healing yet. And just the peace they now feel from the scene at the end of episode 3 in season 3. So, Bill, we hear it all the time, and may it, God willing, not stop.
Exactly. Well, that scene with little James was so touching and so relatable for all of us, because all of us are in need of healing in any one of many areas of our lives. And here we are, you know, being followers of Christ and saying, God, there's miracles. I've seen miracles. Why not me? And the way this was handled by Dallas and the team, and the way Jonathan communicated, and little Jane, I mean, this was like, this is one of those, there's so many God moments in The Chosen, I guess, but this was an special God moment for me.
I think for all of us who believe in the transformative power of Christ and the tension of not yet, but soon. But what is wonderful, the backstory, Bill, is that Dallas, when he first wanted to cast Jordan, he hadn't noticed that Jordan was disabled and had a limp. He didn't see that. And so then the second, when he brought Jordan back for a callback, and he was like, okay, this is little James. Then he noticed the limp, and he just went, okay, God, like, this is something we're actually going to have to deal with and wrestle with. At some point in the show, we can't just ignore it. And so it was, I felt like it was a bit of an Easter egg from God for us to force to explore that. You know?
Right. Right. Now we're talking with Catherine Warnock. She is has an incredible position, a blessed position to be the head of original content with this global phenomenon known as The Chosen. Here we are. We're getting ready to complete season 3 in a grand way, right?
In an extraordinarily grand way. We're going to have the finale in theaters on February 2nd and 3rd. You can get your tickets at fathomevents.com. We assure you, you don't want to miss this time to gather together and watch an amazing finale that we snuck some prizes in for, some surprises in for you, Bill.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to it. And again, you know, I remind our audience that, you know, Fathom as a rule, as long as they've been around, usually open up about 700, 800 theaters they're able to go. The last time, The Chosen had over 2,000 theaters. So that's representative of the impact and the value, the asset that, Fathom as a company sees in this global phenomenon, right?
It's so true. And for this finale, we have over 2,000 theaters again in the States and Canada, and we're also in various English-speaking markets around the world. The theaters are demanding it. The fans are demanding it, and we just love to see it. It's such a joy to provide the opportunity for fans to gather and celebrate a show that we all love so much.
Yeah. Catherine, I understand now it's being translated, what, in over 60 different languages now?
In over 60, we're currently underway with that. And, you know, we're on Netflix globally with season 1. We're on Amazon Prime, Peacock. And the hope is to reach a billion people with the authentic Jesus. And that can only be done through the wonderful work of translations, voiceovers, dubbing. So we're excited to see more and more people be able to engage with the show.
Are you surprised at the grassroots organic movement of The Chosen?
No, I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're back to the first century church, where it was just unstoppable force of the power of God, only what he can do, in our opinion. And we're just trying to hold on. We're trying to keep up, and we're trying to just ask God daily for wisdom as he does truly the hard work, Bill.
Catherine, by the way, did we give people the dates that it was going to be, the last showings? It's February 2nd and the 3rd, right?
February 2nd and the 3rd, and I just got word we're going to expand a few other days because
very good.
Demand is high, which is amazing. So
yeah, well, that's what happened last time, right? Because it started, it was going to be, I think, a week. It went 10. I don't know how many days it ended up, but the response was contagious.
That's the best word for it. It was, and that is true. We have a habit of just increasing our original vision.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Catherine, again, we're grateful for your time and to get a little bit of the backstory of The Chosen and your position there. What do you want people, and what are we praying for, that people will take away from season 3 of The Chosen?
The continual humanity of what it is to follow Jesus, and that following Jesus isn't easy. It isn't for the faint-hearted, but he does promise grace in the midst of the weariness, and he does promise rest. And that is the truth of who he is.
Amen. She's the head of original content, the vice president of original content with the global phenomenon TV series, The Chosen. Catherine Warnock, you've blessed us, and thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...